Holy Gospel according to St. Luke, the 14th chapter. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. When he noticed how the guests chose the places of honor, he told them a parable. When you are invited by someone to a wedding banquet, do not sit down at the place of honor, in case someone more distinguished than you has been invited by your host. And the host who invited both of you may come and say to you, "Give this person your place." And then in disgrace, you would start to take the lowest place. But when you are invited, go and sit down at the lowest place, so that when your host comes, your host may say to you, "Friend, move up higher." Then you will be honored in the presence of all who sit at the table with you. For all who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Jesus also said to the one who had invited him, "When you give a luncheon or a dinner, do not invite your friends or your brothers or your relatives or rich neighbors, in case they may invite you in return, and you would be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite those who are poor, crippled, lame, and blind, and you will be blessed, because they cannot repay you, for you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous." The Gospel of the Lord. Quite a number of years ago, Valerie and I and our children, when they were all small, were visiting a little town, Yulin, Minnesota, a small town on State Highway 32, about 40 miles from Fargo-Moorhead. It was her parents' home place, along with maybe 500 other folks. A couple of big grain elevators, two Lutheran churches, three if you count the one in the storefront. When there, we would often drive by her dad's home place, long abandoned, but still standing. Whenever we do, I'm always amazed to remember and see again how small it was for a big family, and with no indoor plumbing for almost its entire longevity. That's what I call humble. Grandma Carrie lived there by herself, widowed, well into her 90s in northern Minnesota. She died at 105. A humble place, and sometimes when you look at it, you might even say sad in a way, yet magical at the same time, even noble, or blessed. Every August in Yulin, they celebrate Turkey Days. Tables are set out and lined up, kind of almost as if over the horizon. Roasted turkeys are lined up on the tables with every kind of vegetable and rolls and salads and desserts. And why? Well, it's mostly Swedes and Norwegians who are welcome. Even a guy like me from Kentucky hillbilly stock, I was welcomed as well. It was a great day, a great banquet day to celebrate community, history, country life. Everyone was welcome, and there was a place for everyone. No one was out of place. Except there were these two young guys who decided that they were going to pick that day to climb up these metal stairs that wrapped around this great and grand water storage tank that stood beside the park and festival area. They were spied by one of the townsmen who hollered out, "Hey, you kids, that's no place to be on a day like today." I'm brought back to this idea and feeling and experience of place. community and welcome of Turkey Days in Yulin, Minnesota. The nobility of life in a brutally Spartan place in which my grandparents lived. The young boys being out of place on a day like today. I'm reminded of this by Jesus' stories that we should reflect upon place. Of course, it wasn't Turkey Days, but Jesus has been invited to a meal by a prominent leader of the community. And he tells a story about place in the context of a banquet. It is a story about place and who might be welcome in such a place. Who sits at the place of honor and who must go to the lowest place? The more I read this, I didn't see it at first, but curiously, at the meal to which he was invited, do you notice that Jesus never really takes a place at the table? What was his place there? Was he perhaps out of place? This idea of place and where we fit in, each one's place, is obviously important to Jesus because he ends up this whole lesson by linking it to the resurrection, linking it to an inclusive welcome. On that great day, that great banquet, on a day like today of celebration, there appears to be a place for all. Jesus' entire ministry appears to be focused on making a place for everyone, like Theodore. Particularly in the Gospel of Luke, it's often cited, you might even call it a campaign slogan, "I came to seek and save the lost." Jesus came to seek and save those who have no place. In this lesson, then, we see that one way of describing human fallenness, human brokenness, sinfulness, if you will, is the displacement of others. We keep them in their place, or we put them in their place, or we may be fearful that someone might take our place. Broadly speaking, this fallen dynamic of keeping people in their place is at work in racism and the phenomenon of white supremacy, or keeping women in their place, subject to men, or keeping immigrants in their place on the other side of the wall. And I want you to think and remember, perhaps, have you ever been put in your place? Put down. It's not a good feeling, and I'll bet if it's happened to you, you remember it. That's because it's really a deadly reality. It cuts, it hurts, it sticks with us. It's deadly, in fact. And Jesus is saying, as he watches the guests all choose their places of honor, and as he tells this parable about the banquet, it is clear that grabbing honor at the expense of others is deadly business. It doesn't lead to real life and relationship for anyone. And it is outside the place of resurrection, outside the place of life. It strikes me that the deep divisions in our own society and the persistent eruptions of shootings, I opened the paper this morning and there's another. These things reflect a reality in which most everything seems out of place to us these days. We all feel out of place, are put in a place we don't want to be, and it's deadly. I think that's the cold and terrifying reality of the world we live in now. Jesus' teaching and his ministry call for another way, a new place. Call it the community of God. Blessed are you when you invite the poor and lost to the banquet, when you give them place. Place to live, place to be in community. But we gather here this day because we know that for Jesus there is more to it than righteous teaching, more to it even than living this inclusive teaching which he did in his ministry. I asked earlier in the sermon, where is Jesus' place? He doesn't take the place of honor. But he stands always with victims of any kind. All of us in whatever loss we might experience. And not only that, he bears the consequences of whatever loss we might inflict upon others. Jesus' place is the cross, in complete humility, where he embraces the lost and announces forgiveness to all those who trust his promise of life and forgiveness. In Christ, in faith, we experience this great reversal of values, new life and forgiveness, resurrection life. Today, blessedly, this is the gift we celebrate with Theodore in holy baptism. Today, God in Christ Jesus says to Theo, come up higher. Baptism reflects God's welcome to all and God's invitation to all of us to come up higher. And by that, Jesus does not mean come up higher over others, but come up higher into the heart and love of God with all your sisters and brothers who are invited to live in the love and heart of Christ Jesus, to take our place with all God's children at the holy baptism. And can't we all say today, that's the place to be on a day like today. Amen.